you in some, girl. It's only 2 miles to Janet. The next door neighbor's hired boy is coming for your trunk tonight. My name is Skinner. Amelia Skinner. Anne was eventually bussed in, exchanging the mean smiles with herself during the process. Jog along, black mare, commanded Mrs. Skinner, gathering up the reins in her pudgy hands. This is my first trip on the mail route. Thomas wanted to hoe his turnips today, so he asked me to come. So I just soft down and took a standing up snack and started. I sort of like it. Of course, it's rather tedious. Part of the time I sit and think, and the rest I just sit. Jog along, black mare. I want to get home early. Thomas is terrible lonesome when I'm away. You see, we haven't been married very long. Oh, said Anne politely. Just a month. Thomas courted me for quite a spell, though. It was real romantic. Anne tried to picture Mrs. Skinner on speaking terms with romance and failed. Oh, she said again. Yeah. You see, there was another man after me. Jog along, black mare. I've been a widder so long, folks have given up expecting me to marry again. But when my daughter, she's a school now like you, went out west to teach, I felt real lonesome and wasn't no wise stuck against the idea. By and by, Thomas began to come up, and so did this other fellow, William Obadiah Seaman, his name was. For a long time, I couldn't make up my mind which of them to take. And they kept coming and coming, and I kept worrying. You see, W.O. was rich. He had a fine place and carried considerable style. He was by far the best match. Jog along, black mare. Why didn't you marry him? Asked Anne. Well, you see, he didn't love me, answered Mrs. Skinner solemnly. Anne opened her eyes widely and looked at Mrs. Skinner. But there was not a glint of humor on that lady's face. Evidently, Mrs. Skinner saw nothing amusing in her own case. He'd been a widder man for 3 years, and his sister kept house for him. Then she got married, and he just wanted someone to look after his house. It was worth looking after, too, mind you, Dad. It's a handsome house. Jog along, black mare. As for Thomas, he was poor, and if his house didn't leak in dry weather, it was about all that could be said for it. So it looks kind of picturesque. But, you see, I loved Thomas, and I didn't care one red cent for the ghetto. So I argued it out with myself. They're a crow, says I. My first was a crow. You can marry a rich man if you like, but you won't be happy. Folks can't get along in this world without a little bit of love. You'd just better tie up to Thomas, for he loves you and you love him and nothing else ain't going to do you. Jog along, black mare. So I told Thomas I'd take him. All the time I was getting ready, I never dared drive past W.O.'s place, for fear the sight of that fine house of his would put me in the slithers again. But now I never think of it at all, and I'm just that comfortable and happy with Thomas. Jog along, black mare. How did William Obadiah just got hurt to marry him because his father wanted him to, never dreaming that she'd say no. But mind you, she said yes. Errol's a predicament for you. Chug along, Black Mare. She was a great housekeeper, but most awful mean. She wore the same bonnet for 18 years. Then she got a new one and Raphael met her on the road and didn't know her. Chug along, Black Mare. I feel that I am Error's fate. I might have married him and been most awful miserable like my poor cousin Jane Anne. Jane Anne married a rich man she didn't care anything about, and she hasn't the luck of a dog. She come to see me last week and says she, Sarah Skinner, I envy you. I'd rather live in a little hut on the side of the road with a man I was fond of than in my big house with the one I've got. Jane Anne's man ain't such a bad sort, mother. Though he's so contrary that he wears his fur coat when the thermometer's at 90, the only way to get him to do anything is to coax him to do the opposite. But there ain't any love to smooth things down, and it's a poor way of living. Jog along, Black Mare. There's Janet's place in the hollow. Wayside, she calls it. Quite picturesque view, ain't it? I guess you'll be glad to get out of this with all them mail bags jamming around you. Yes, but I have enjoyed my drive with you very much, said Anne sincerely. Get away now, said Mrs. Skinner, highly flattered. Wait till I tell Thomas that. He always feels dreadful tickled when I give a compliment. Talk along, Black Mare. Well, here we are. I hope you'll get on well in this school, miss. There's a shortcut to it through the marsh back of Janet. If you take that way, be awful careful. If you once got stuck in that black mud, you'll be sucked right down and never seen or heard tell of again